Hi, I'm Alexandria Barker, creator of the Wishful Thinking Manifestation System and your host for this inspirational interview series. I am so happy you're here with us today. Wishful Thinking guides you to fulfillment in the seven primary areas of your life through learning the Law of Attraction and your chakras. So to celebrate the launch of my program, I have gathered together seven of the finest new leaders in the personal development field, and each one is going to share tips and secrets of how you can be more successful in your life. Each participant will also be sharing a gift, so you want to be sure to stay on the call to the end, and that someone will be telling you how to access this gift. So I'm absolutely delighted to introduce today's guest, Wendy McKay, and Wendy is going to be speaking about relationships. So Wendy wants to be known as the coach who ignites sparks of burning desires from within so you can live a happier, healthier, wealthier life. She's a certified Law of Attraction coach as well as a business coach and author of Single Parents Secrets to Effective Communication. She is passionate about empowering families after divorce. An entrepreneur who has been there, done that, Wendy is committed to providing clients with inspiration to empower them with the skills they need to live fully, to really reach their full potential. So whether you're looking for a perfect relationship or starting a new business or just needing a different perspective on what isn't working in your life right now, she's ready, willing, and able to help guide and support you through any processes. So, hi, Wendy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Alexandria. I'm so pleased to be here and so excited to be able to share this information with everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. And I just want to dive right into this because I know you're a real expert in the area of relationships, which, of course, we're correlating with our heart chakra. So I'm just going to let you take it away a little bit right now and just talk to us a little bit about how we can achieve a more fulfilling relationship, you know, with the key people in our lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, it is the people in our lives that make our life worthwhile. It's not the materialistic things and all the possessions that we have. It's the relationships that we have. So to be able to empower people to have a better relationship, it's just so rewarding to me. And it's something I think everybody needs to learn. It's all information that we probably already know, but we sometimes just need some reminders. So that's what I really like to do, is to inspire my clients to be their best, be exactly who they want to be, and to have happiness in their life, in their relationships, and have those relationships be lifelong. I think honesty, trust, and respect are real key virtues in any relationship. And, you know, being able to have that and openly communicate with one another exactly how you're feeling. I mean, what better feeling is there in life to be able to share that with somebody that you love?
Oh, I agree. I think that's what it's all about as well. And so I know people do need some help in this area, so that's why I'm so happy to have you on the call. So maybe taking a bit of a Law of Attraction perspective to this. Now, you know, if you really want to, you know, have this wonderful, fulfilling relationship with somebody, what are some of the methods you might use or processes or, you know, how would you advise someone to get to this happy place, you know, with their partners and family members?
Well, I think the first thing is awareness. It is, you know, becoming aware of where you are at in your life right now. Loving yourself and loving everything that you have about you, even your weaknesses, you know, knowing what your strengths are, and just being aligned with who you are, feeling happy, because you can't really attract a really great relationship if you're not happy, because nobody wants to be in the doldrums with you. They want to experience joy, and normally in the beginning of a relationship, you know, you're very complimentary, and you really appreciate certain things about somebody else's characteristic. You're noticing them, and with that appreciation, you attract more. That is the Law of Attraction. So as relationships go, you know, when you start getting very comfortable in that little comfort zone that you're in, you less and less compliment somebody, and you may still appreciate them, but you're not showing that gratitude. So continuing to show that gratitude and building upon that, expanding that positive energy that you've got in that relationship, and just letting the rest of it go, because you know, the more that you focus on what you want, the more you're going to attract it. I think
right.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, I think that might be the opposite to what a lot of people, you know, tend to believe, that if they let things go, then they're, let's say, for example, it's in a partnership with a husband and wife, if they let it go, that they're just going to be perceived as a doormat, and they're just going to get more and more of the kind of treatment that they don't like if they don't kind of make a stink about it, you know. But, I mean, as you and I know, as with working with the Law of Attraction, and what we want to share with our listeners is that, that's not so much the case. And I think the more you have, you know, the more attention you draw to these negative things, just the more that they're going to replicate themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, just, you know, is something to be said for both male and female. Everybody wants to be appreciated for what they do. I mean, if I compliment my husband on, you know, what a great meal he cooked for me and how much I really enjoy him doing that for me because I was too busy to do it, he's far more likely to cook a meal for me, you know, again. Whereas if I just eat that meal and just, you know, am not focused with what I'm doing and the fact that he's actually done that for me, and ignore and not appreciate him for it, he's not going to want to do it again.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's just, you know, when we just, at the beginning of dating, you know, if you're noticing somebody's opening that door for you and allowing you to go in front, you know, you appreciate that. You feel respected for who you are. And, you know, just saying thank you. Thank you for opening the door. I mean, you can even do that when it's not somebody that you're loving. It's just, you know, you're at the shopping mall and somebody holds that door open for you and you just, you know, give them a smile and thank you, and they're far more likely to continue doing that for more and more people because they want that positive energy to just, you know, come back at them. So I really, really like to encourage people to, you know, stay in that positive vibration of feeling appreciative and showing your gratitude. Not just feeling it, but actually, you know, being communicative in everything that you appreciate. So that is one of the key features, and loving yourself for who you are and what your virtues are, and being consciously aware of things that you might want to begin to change. You know, if you're finding that there's something that you've believed all along and it just makes you feel like that pit in the stomach, I don't like it, I don't like that feeling, being able to sort of stop and realize what that feeling is, and why are you not feeling aligned with that? What is making you feel apprehensive? And saying, how can I feel better about this? You know, how can I move up the vibrational scale and feel, you know, a little bit more empowered about this feeling? And, you know, that might be something you can work with in a relationship, of saying to your partner, you know, I don't feel really good about this. You know, what's your feeling on it? And maybe they've got a completely different perspective and can sort of shine the light on you and say, you know, I'm not sure if I agree with you. I think, you know, it's wonderful. I'm excited about this, or whatever, and shift your perspective. So, you know, you feed that energy off one another when you're in a very compatible relationship. And the more you really concentrate on that positive energy and just sort of let the rest of it go, just let it go, then you'll continue to just have that positive energy flowing to you.
Yeah, and then you will have that relationship that everybody wants to to have and to keep, you know, for long term, not just for that, you know, little honeymoon period when you've just gotten together. Now, Wendy, you hit on something really important. I just want to come back to it before it slips my mind. You talked about, at the beginning, loving yourself first. And I wonder if we could just kind of circle back to that, and you can expand a little bit on just what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to really love yourself for who you are. If you're wanting somebody else to love you, you know what your strengths are, know what your virtues are. It's not a matter of attracting opposites, because when you attract an opposite, you're looking for something in somebody else that you feel that you are lacking. So, you know, often it's been said opposites attract, and I really think that's absolute guff. If you're living in your joy and your happiness aligned with your purpose in life, then you want to share that happiness with somebody else. You're not looking to them to fill a need within you.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And even though it's so romanticized, and even that just, you know, that kind of cornball Tom Cruise movie a few years back where you're like, you complete me, you know, and I think our goal should be to complete ourselves. Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, an example might be that you're a very vivacious, outgoing personality, and you just love to socialize and have people. You're just basically the center of attention everywhere you go, and you've got a great sense of humor. And you know, you think this opposites attract belief is, you know, something that you've had in your mind all your life, and so you're kind of looking for that quiet, meek personality of a partner that is going to, what you think, complement you. And it'll come to a stage in that relationship where you realize that that person is actually holding you back from being all that you are in that vivacious personality. That meek personality, you're either trying to change them so that they become vivacious and outgoing and socializing with everybody, or you get angry that they aren't that way, and they don't want to go out to the parties and socialize and be the center of attention. They want to sit back in the corner, and you begin to resent that. So that's just, you know, just sort of an example that comes to my mind of the reason why opposites don't attract is you want that person to share that enjoyment. You want them to share that vivacious personality, and you know, not try and outdo one another, not try and be, you know, who can be the loudest and the most center of attention, but compliment in a positive way that you're enjoying life.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So getting to that place where you are this secure, fulfilled, you know, complete human being, you know, how do we get to this point? How would you advise our listeners to begin to really get a sense of the fullness of who they are and really coming to terms with all that and you kind of getting to the point where you love yourself warts and all? You know, how do we do that?
Well, I think getting quiet with yourself and knowing who you are. I always say, you know, when I'm talking to my children and talking to them about relations and, you know, what is it you're looking for in somebody else? And getting very clear and very specific as to, you know, usually by the time you're looking for a serious relationship, you've got a pretty good idea of, are you looking for somebody who's outgoing? Do you want them to be established in a career, or does that not matter to you? Do you want, I know my son used to always, you know, be looking for the, not the personality attributes, the looks. He always wanted the number 10 girl type of thing, you know. And as he matured, he began to realize that it wasn't all about appearances. He, you know, it's the personality that really counts. But at the same time, he still wants somebody to love and respect themselves enough that they don't let themselves become obese and overweight. That matters to him, where it may not matter to somebody else. So it's getting very clear in your own mind, you know, what do you want in life? What makes you happy? What do you enjoy? Do you enjoy somebody else who loves going horseback riding? Do you enjoy somebody that's involved in sports? You know, what are your pleasures? What are your what brings excitement to you? So it's that clarity for starters, and sitting down, because normally when you sit down and you start putting those virtues down on a piece of paper, do you match those? Are you looking for somebody who is outgoing, vivacious, and you're the little meek, mild mouse? So are you going to attract that type of personality, or are you really looking for somebody that's way outside the realm of who you are? So it's getting the real clarity of, am I being, you know, a little bit unrealistic? You know, and if I want somebody that is athletic and outgoing, and I'm sitting at home munching on potato chips every night watching TV, I'm not going to find that person. I better get out there and get myself into some physical shape, start eating better, and start going to places where that person's going to be. You know, let's start going to the ball games or the fields or the fitness club or somewhere where you're going to meet that person that you say you want.
It's almost becoming a match to that kind of
absolutely
to that life. And I think, and you know, maybe see your thoughts on this, but I think even for those people who are within a relationship, if they're, rather than kind of going, I want him to change this, or her to change this, 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 and this, and this, you know, maybe kind of turn that around a little bit and being, you know, the partner that you want your partner to be.
Absolutely.
You know, if you want to have, I want somebody to hold the door open for me. Well, when was the last time you held the door open to your partner? Or, if you know, you can organize a surprise, or you could give impromptu cards, or, you know, do whatever it is, rather than just kind of feeling dissatisfied that they aren't.
And when you begin doing those things, if you're already in that relationship and you begin doing those things that you're saying that you want, and you may be secretively resenting the other person for not being romantic or something, and you begin to have that candlelight dinner ready for them when they come home from a hard day at the office, or, you know, you get that bathtub ready with perfumes or something like that, or whatever it is that you think can be romanticized, then you're going to find it's reciprocated. You know, and that goes back to the fact that opposites don't attract, because, you know, I mean, you're just not in the same vibration if you're opposite.
Right.
And women really are romantic. I mean, you can be in a relationship for 20 years, but how much spark is there in that relationship without the romance? And women love the romance. I mean, this is a message to the men. I mean, they like those flowers and things. Even if they say, it's okay, don't buy me a birthday present, that's not really what they mean. They still want to know that they matter to you. And the same with the women. You know, compliment your husband. I mean, praise him for being a great provider and for maybe opening that door and, you know, whatever it is that you were attracted to at the beginning, and feel that perhaps you've started to lose that, find it again by using the compliments, because then you can draw that out of them. They've got that in their personality. If they had it before, they've still got it. But maybe you kept it alive and going for them. So.
Right, and there are many ways to do that. One favorite that I have was an Abraham Hicks process, but it's writing down why you love this person. You know, and just making like a gratitude list of all the reasons why you love them. and if you're having a, or why you want them in your life, you know, things you appreciate about them. And, you know, and if you can't come up with it more easily, you know, maybe do an extra page. If you have to really kind of dig a little bit, then maybe you just need to spend a little bit more time feeling that gratitude, feeling that appreciation, and just remembering that, you know, how their eyes sparkle or how, you know, the smile lights up their face and, you know, whatever it was that drew you to them in the first place, and it just kind of keeps it fresh. And, and you know, those people do respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't they? You put that out there energetically and people feel it. They know it. They may never see your list or your journal, but they can feel it.
Well, the thing is, too, it's you and I and everybody need affirmations. And, you know, if we aren't getting the affirmations from the people we love, we begin to doubt ourselves. And we begin to doubt ourselves, we start getting into negative energy. So I'm saying go that extra step. I mean, give the affirmations and for yourself as well. But if you're journaling what you love about that person, don't just journal it, share it. Share it with them. I really love that you do this. I really appreciate, you know, that you have that sparkle in your eye, you know. You've got that sense of humor that just lightens up my day, you know, when I'm having a bad day. I really appreciate that you give me the space I need when I'm feeling angry. You know, just finding those little things and not just keeping them within inside yourself, but sharing them.
I think that's a really good idea, yeah.
And one of the things for new relationships, I mean, we know in the Abraham Hicks, one of the processes is clearing the clutter. But when you're, I don't know, maybe a teenager in your 20s, or maybe you're looking for a new relationship after a divorce, clear the space for that person. If you haven't cleared the space in your home or wherever it is that you are, you're not really allowing them to come in.
Now, what do you mean specifically by clearing the space? You mean
clearing
the space for some, making room for someone who hasn't come into your life yet?
Absolutely.
How would you go about that? I'm going to play devil's advocate and pretend I don't know the answer and let you give the answer.
All right. If you're if you live in an apartment of your own and you've got so much clutter in that closet, there isn't room to fit one more thing on a hanger in there, it's time to clear that out and make some space for that other person. And basically what that's doing is, in subconsciously, it's clearing a space inside your own mind that you're ready for somebody else to come in, so that when they come and they start hanging up their clothes in your closet, you're not resenting that. It's not like, that's my space, not yours. I mean, that's just a minor little example, but I mean, you know, we become very possessive of our belongings and our material things so often. So if you are that way, if you're very possessive of what you've got, you know, you're not allowing anybody else into your life. You're not ready to have them there. You need to open up your arms and open up your heart. And you talk about the heart chakra, open that up by clearing the space mentally and physically. So physically being, making room for them, you know, like having the bed sheets open on that side of the bed, ready for them to come whenever they may appear in your life. You know, having room in your schedule. You know, you might have a very busy career and be very successful, and, you know, having a relationship is going to put a little bit of crimp in your style of your routine, of what you're used to. If you want that relationship, then you've got to start opening up the doors of allowing that space. So having the time on, you know, Friday evening where you can have that relationship and not resent somebody taking away your, you know, your girl time or your guy's night out on the town or whatever.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's really good advice. Okay, so we've kind of talked about, you know, new relationships and existing relationships, and just keep coming back to, you know, that we really want to be our strongest, most centered self to give our best energy. So I think it comes back, for me, at least comes back to our relationship with ourselves. So maybe you could speak a little bit to that, or maybe just some processes to really get you feeling better about yourself. Because maybe if, you know, assuming that maybe you're alone and maybe you're not happy about that, how do you kind of boost your self-esteem and, you know, maybe some particular affirmations that you might use?
Definitely the affirmations. If you're still alone and you're not in a relationship, using those affirmations and feeling good about who you are, so that comes back to knowing your virtues. So you can be standing in front of that mirror naked and admiring your figure and saying, you know, I am so proud of my figure. I fit into that bikini and I look so great and I feel so wonderful when I am in it, and I know when I can dress up and go out on the night of the town that I look just stunning, and any guy's going to be lucky to have me. You know, with the men, they can feel, you know, that they just, they feel wonderful about who they are and how they dress, and just having that posture about them, because your posture is huge when you're out there trying to meet somebody. If you're standing up tall with your shoulders back and confident about who you are, you have that affirmation of who you are, you know who you are, you just exude positive energy, and everybody's going to want to be aligned with you. Everybody wants to be attracted to that person that's, you know, standing up tall and looks like they've got the whole world by the tail. So,
yeah. Oh, I agree.
It's just your posture. It's your self-confidence, which is just enormous. Self-confidence is just such a strong virtue. And to be able to get that, I mean, just start working on your health and feeling good about yourself, eating better, getting the exercise, you know, respecting who you are, you know, and loving yourself just for who you are. And if there's anything that you are feeling a little bit negative about, sit down and figure out, what do you need to change? How can you shift that, you know? How can you lose those extra 5 pounds or something? You know, get out there and do a walk, and get out there and just throw that chest out to the sky and walk proud, and who knows, you might find somebody walking down that sidewalk just to meet you.
Oh, very nice.
I think meditation is a wonderful thing as well. I mean, it's not maybe the meditation that we so often think about with, you know, sitting down on the beach with your legs crossed and being in total silence. It might just simply be you're going into a room full of people and you're feeling really nervous and you really, really want to meet, you know, maybe it's a nightclub or something, I don't know, or a fitness room or something. You really, really want to meet somebody. And not necessarily maybe the love of your life, but you just want to start a relationship with somebody. So just take that deep, deep breath and let it go right down to the core of who you are, and let all that tension and negativity just dissipate off you as if it's, you know, water flowing off of oil. And take a few more breaths and then just think positively. I am beautiful, I am wonderful, and I'm going to find the love of my life, or I'm going to walk into this room with complete confidence, setting the intention that everything's going to go really, really smoothly, really well, and having that confidence as you walk into that room, and people are going to turn their heads and they're going to say, whoa, who just walked through the door?
Yeah. Oh, exactly, and that's so empowering as well, and because you're putting out that fabulous energy, you're going to be resonating with all these fabulous things and people and situations, and it's, your life is going to get a whole lot better. And I agree with you with the power of intention, and this just kind of leads me to the next item. Now, I'm just asking everyone to share with me just ways that they use in their own personal life, you know, like spiritually or just generally, how they keep themselves in this state. So just like maybe for you to share with us, how, you know, how does Wendy keep Wendy feeling so empowered and confident? And, you know, you've alluded to some of these things, but I'm assuming that there's something you do on a daily basis, because I know it doesn't happen by itself.
Mm-hmm. No. The first thing I do when I open my eyes in the morning is I do a stretch in bed. You know, I stretch all my muscles out, and I set my intention. I think, okay, today is Friday, and I know I'm going to have this interview today, and it's going to go beautifully and smoothly, and I've got XYZ to do today, and I know, you know, you sort of set your mind as to what's going to happen, and I just start thinking about how positively it's going to happen and how well it's going to go. And so then I get up and, you know, you do your morning routine, and I look in the mirror and I'm brushing my teeth, and I'll just sort of say, oh, you look great today, you know, give myself a little affirmation and come out, and you've already set the day for being positive, so you kind of walk with that better posture as you come out. And you know, I'll come out and I'll get my coffee ready, and I usually sit down with my husband, and, you know, we share sort of, you know, what are we going to do today, and set the pace for what's going to happen, and have that time together. And then I find that mid-morning, you know, I sort of need that deep breathing and just sort of, you know, okay, you know, if you've been busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, get caught up in it. Time to just take that moment, and that's when I just do that deep breathing exercise. And, you know, I found it when I do that routinely that if I'm in town or something and, you know, the grocery store lineup is too long or whatever, it's just breathe deep and just say, you know, it doesn't matter, because it's not, the line's not going to get any shorter by getting aggravated about it. So I might as well just stand here and read the headlines on the magazines and see what's going on in the world, or what, you know, just feeling appreciative for where I'm at that moment. You know, I've got a moment here to be able to take that deep breath, because I'm not busy having to think about something else as I'm standing in lineup or whatever. And then as I go through the day, I'm just always conscious of appreciating whatever's going on. I mean, you know, whatever the weather is, it is perfect just the way it is. I live in a beautiful place. I live in a beautiful country. I'm not out, you know, fighting wars or having my house flooded or burnt or anything like that. I just have such peace, so I really appreciate that. And then just at the end of the day, making sure that I go to bed with a calm mind. Even if I've been working up to, you know, the time that I do go to bed, I make sure that I take a few moments and do some visualization, a little meditation, and say thank you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for all the lessons I've learned.
Very nice. Well, I can see how that would definitely assist you in creating a wonderful day for yourself. Those are really powerful practices. I share several of those as well, so I'm really glad that you shared these with our listeners, because they can, you know, really start to implement these ideas today and see amazing changes happen in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it might sound like to a new listener, it might sound a little bit la-la, but you know what? You start using it and you start practicing it, it just becomes second nature to you. And you are just so much more relaxed in life. You're so much more focused with what you want that is positive, and you want to live in joy and you want to live in happiness.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Yeah, and I think we could use a little la-la in our lives. You know, I know what you mean, though, and I do. And, yeah, it does. It sounds kind of Pollyanna and everything, and it's like you're trying to, you know, be this little goody-two-shoes or something, but really it's just about self-care and keeping yourself in a nice vibrational, a nice high vibration, you know, so that your health is good, you're not stressing out and creating dis-ease in your body, you know, you're just trying to be positive and having a positive effect on those around you. And, yeah, I think that's
and
really...
And that is loving yourself.
Yes.
because when you love yourself, you do respect your body and everything you put into your body and how you exercise and everything else. So it's all loving yourself.
Well, this kind of brings me around to maybe you could just share with our listeners a little bit about the gift that you're giving along with this interview,
mm-hmm.
and where they, how they might access that gift.
Yes, certainly. Well, I have three secrets that I find I use processes for in having a wonderful relationship and knowing exactly the right person that you want to attract into your life. And with my free offer, I am giving my number one secret and some exercises on how you can start activating that in your life,
mm-hmm.
as well as I am giving a 30-minute coaching session one-to-one with me.
Ooh.
And I would like that to be used within the first 30 days of opting in for this offer, just so that we can get going on this and get you started on the life that you want to have.
Very good. That's a very generous offer, and I really encourage our listeners to take advantage of that, being as I have benefited so much from your coaching personally. So I really recommend our listeners to take advantage of these gifts from our leaders. And now, did you have a website where they should go?
I do. It's, I think you'll have a link for this on your site, but the link right now is http://thelife, L-I-F-E, renovator, R-E-N-O-V-A-T-O-R.com, /relationship-awareness. I know that's very long, so the life.
Well, I will have it in print form as well, but just in case for some reason they you know, all they have is this recording, I just want them to be able to connect with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. And I really appreciate such a generous offer. And before we hang up, I just wanted to share with our listeners as well that I'm giving a gift as well. And they can go to www.freelovingthelawofattraction.com, where they can just opt in and receive my ebook, Now and Then, the Joy of Meditation, in which I share tips and techniques about meditation, why you might want to start a practice, as I was taught by a Buddhist monk. So I'm just sort of sharing some of his perspective, and as well as some health reasons. And I'm also sharing a guided meditation MP3, which is from the Wishful Thinking Manifestation System. So they will have both of those, so they'll be all set to go with their new meditation practice. So we've come to the end of our time, Wendy, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being such a wonderful participant.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
And we'll say goodbye.
Sorry, that's an awesome gift that you are giving, too, so I really do hope that your listeners take advantage of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So we'll just say goodbye to everyone right now, and thanks again, and stay well, everybody. And we'll talk to you next call. Bye for now.